Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. How are you? Welcome to the show. It's actually starting about 30 minutes later, and I'm so sorry for that. Something happened. We've got a new studio, new things with it, and so sometimes glitches happen. And here we, instead of 8:30, I'm here at 9 o'clock. So anyway, what do we want to talk about today and the mastermind group? I let everybody know, so hopefully those who are meant to come are supposed to come. If it's me and you guys who are listening now or downloading it later, that's what it's supposed to be. So here's the deal. What do you want to manifest? What do you want to create in your life? And, you know, I'm not sure. I get a little, you know, confused. Am I doing this right or not? Do you guys ever feel that right about yourself and what you're creating and what you'd like to create and what's happening in your life, you know? And believing in yourself has been a big thing for me, you know, and really, really practicing that. And I used to sit on things on that didn't bother me and think I wasn't worthy enough to have them and, you know, have certain things. I go, oh, this person's better, and not even realizing it, okay, oh, they're going to get mad at me if I say something. So I get to the point now where who cares, right? I'm going to say what's on my mind and not hold anything back. And I'm not sure that's right either. So I'm trying to find a happy balance, you know, where you, a friend of mine told me the other day, I need to be softer and more gentle. And I probably do. So I'm going to work on that. And I'm also going to work on the miracle of miracles happening in my life, where sometimes a miracle is just changing the way you see things. You know what I mean? And how cool is that? Just changing the way you see things. And that's what I'm working on too as well. And, you know, for more miracles, maybe we have too many miracles, right? And I think if we change the way we see things, then we can appreciate more. And appreciating ourselves more just means that we appreciate that the Creator, which is us, right? That part of us that's connected to God. And we create things in our own life, you know. And the we can create it at a 10, or which is the best, or we can create it at a 5 or a 4, right? Or a 3, probably the best, and create it with lower emotions like greed or anger or, you know, jealousy or any of those things. And I recognize that. Sometimes it takes me a good few hours to do that, or at least a couple of days, right? But I recognize that. So how do we change our emotions? How do we create better results in our life? And people go, it's not about results, it's about the journey. Well, you know what? If you're looking for that job to create more money, it really is in your mind. And in most of our mindset, it's about, am I going to get the job? Am I going to get the more money? Right. And I understand that, you know, because I talked to someone yesterday that said, hey, I'm looking for this job and don't tell me about the law of attraction and meditation. And they go, I'm doing all that. I'm doing prayer and meditation, which is the vehicles to bring the miracles to you. Right. I said, OK. And I said, well, maybe instead of saying it's got to be this job, just change. Say it's got, I would like this to happen where I'm making more money. I'm doing what I love and loving what I do. And if it's this job, great. Or if there's somewhere else to do it, that's fine too. So don't put a limit on the form because the angels or God or your higher power or higher part of yourself sometimes is looking to bring that form to you. It may be bigger, right? Isn't that cool, right? Bigger, more paycheck, more money. Or maybe it's love, right? I did a meditation a couple of days ago. You guys can download it actually on Tuesday, where it was all about creating great love with your existing relationship or with a new one. And so we get caught up in it has to be this woman or it has to be this guy, right? And instead of saying, hey, bring the highest and best good guy to me or good woman to me, and remembering that your woman or your guy, you know, instead of saying it's got to be David or it's got to be Dwayne or it's got to be Jane or Lisa, just say, hey, this is what I'm looking to create, great love, someone who's sexy, savvy, and sincere and sweet. Those are some things I like in my relationship. You know, in compassionate, kind, meditate, spiritual. So I apologize. I'm not sure how much you heard, but the show's only been going on. As I said, it's been glitches with the new studio and new things here. So anyway, welcome back, and welcome back to me, right? So, you know, I was talking to you about creating things in your life to happen and believing in yourself, which is one thing that I've, you know, really worked on hard within me, and it's happening. And the other thing that I worked on is, you know, I used to think I had to be quiet. I wasn't allowed to speak. And so I get that, you know, we all have the same creative ability inside of us, and we're connected to God, and we're all one with our thoughts and our minds. And what separates us, is the physical body, you know. Isn't that funny? And we put so much emphasis on it. I do. I know I do. Don't you? And so when we get that, you know, we're all one. And on some level, we all get this, the thoughts, the unconscious, the subconscious thoughts, whatever we're all thinking. Then it can change things a bit in our life. But believing in yourself is key. And it helps with your love life. It helps with your spiritual life. It helps with your material life, right? And, you know, I have a friend of mine. He told me yesterday, as I said, he says, I found the woman of my dreams. And I said, hey, that's cool. He said that. He's like 49. Amazing soul. And he goes, I really appreciate her more than you know, Tari. And she inspires me, and I inspire her. I go, wow. So maybe the new thing that we should add in our, you know, creating a great relationship would be, what inspires you about that person? You know, that, you know, whether it's business or personal, you know. And I asked him, I said, what inspires you about her? And he goes, she's one of the most kindest people I've ever met. I was like, wow, how cool is that? He didn't say sexy. And I said, is she good looking? And he goes, she's all those things, but you can find that, you know. But to find somebody who's kind and compassionate and sincere, he says, that means a lot to me. And this guy's a really successful guy in business and very active, you know, plays racquetball and that kind of thing. And I was like, that's so cool. And he says, I appreciate her for the little things that she does for me and that I do for her. And I go, well, those two have found a friendship that's just, well, long-lasting, it looks like, as well as being in love. And I talked to a friend of mine last night, and, you know, I said, he goes, I appreciate that man so much. He's his boss. And he goes, I made him the guardian of my children, or my son, and he's getting ready to have a daughter. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I go, why do you say he's the most, he's an amazing guy? And he said to me, he goes, because he really genuinely cares about people and wants the best for them. And he doesn't try to do it to get something. You know, he goes, some people will do something to get something or to be recognized. He just does it because that's who he is. Oh, God. I go, gosh, I'm so fortunate to be around both of these people. And I told him, I was talking to him, and I said, listen, I said, you know, you have opened up so much since you've had your children, or he's getting ready to have his daughter in about a month or so. And I looked at myself in my mind's eye, and I said, wait a minute. I said, you know what? I go, I'm telling it's you opening up. Maybe it's me opening my own heart up to be able to see that within you. And so just remember that, guys. Sometimes you see things in other people that you're now seeing in yourself. And how cool is that? And you go, well, Tari, how does that bring love and money? It just does. It brings, the more you love what you do and love who you are, the money will just come to you. It just always does. And the more that you love, you know, and don't chase money, chase opportunity. Or chase your passion, and then the money just comes. And that's okay. Chasing your passion can be not that you have to do it outside of yourself, but read about it. You know, if you want to be the best businessman, read about entrepreneurs, or businesswoman, read about entrepreneurs. If you want to be the altruistic and give back to community, and, you know, read about people that do that. I mean, Mother Teresa, Gandhi were great ones. I'll tell you, else was one that I recently read about was Steve Jobs. I had no idea that he was who he was, and he's alive somewhere else on another plane, obviously, because we never die. But whatever you want to become, just read more about it, and or study them, or be in a place where you can look at them and talk to them, and you know, whatever you're comfortable with. But do that, and you go, well, I don't have time. You don't have time to better yourself. I said that to myself before. I go, Tari, you always have time to make yourself the best you can possibly be. And because when you're the best, and you're that way for your friends, your family, and kids, and whatnot. So I hope that makes sense to you guys. And And as I said, there has been a mistake with the time. It's normally at 8:30. So here I am talking to you again, but I enjoy it. And I almost had a message that just to let it go and not do the show this morning, but it's a habit. And it's also a fun thing to start my day with on Tuesday and Thursday morning at 9 a.m. So anyway, you guys join us again tonight. Victoria is going to be doing the show. She is amazing with the past life readings that she does. So anyway, on that note, you can dial in tonight at 760-890-7143 or listen via phone. And let's see what else I was going to tell you. I was going to tell you something else. I don't remember. But so you've got a couple options there. And then we have our next show Tuesday. Next Tuesday, it's our mastermind group. And we had some fun people on there before, on this past Tuesday, so that they're accomplishing things. And that's exciting when you see others getting it. You know what I mean? And you yourself are getting it. And I just talked to Tisha right before I dialed into the show. She goes, Cherie, I'm having a meeting that I've been preparing for. And she goes, things are happening. And I'm so excited for her. Things are happening in her business. And you guys remember her. She started really scared, and now she's got two big meetings today and everything. And I go, Tisha, what's your lesson here? And she says, to focus on work, to focus on my career. And I was like, okay, cool. Lesson for me too. So let's focus on our work. Pray for all those that they get the highest and best good for their lives today and forever. And but let's just start with today, and that business is good, love is good, and we have a great now. All right, everybody, really quickly, like our Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Or, by the way, I started doing yearly readings again. So if you want a yearly reading, I only do them once a year, October, November, and December. And they're about an hour long, and we go over love, life, life choices, career, health, business, and opening a business, romantic life, every relationship that's in your life that's significant. So it's an exciting reading, and you don't want to miss it. You guys take care. Have a great night, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye now.